Alivna ya?
Yine döndü hak eden oraya.
Ve havad.
Yükümüştü. Sesin var. Ne söyleyeyim
ki?
With your permission. As the Zohar says, Zalman Tabin Uziel says, Mashiach might come any day. But redemption could be only not of Pesach. It means leaving Englewood to go to Eretz Israel for good, one way, can be only once a year, not of Pesach. So it means if we are here, it means let's say we didn't do the job. So let's try with your permission to have some kind of insight and ideas how we're not going to have to wait another year. So the way the Mishnah tells us, the way the Halacha in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, the dominant and the most important thing in Leila Seder is really wine. Even though from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to have Korban Pesach, but the Midrash will be matzah, maror. Nothing is mentioned at all about wine. Nevertheless, Chachamim came and told us the mitzvah of wine in the Mishnah. First Mishnah, the last chapter in Masechet Pesachim. Yifchatu lo me'arba kozot. He may not give less than 4 cups of wine to every to the poor person, to everybody. Excuse me. Come to Gemara, come Shulchan Aruch, and tells you, that's the halacha. Excuse me. Hashem gave us mitzvot only if we can afford to do the mitzvah. If somebody is poor, doesn't have any money, he doesn't have to go borrow money to buy tzitzit, tefillin, sukkah, lulav, anything. Only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu machatzit ha-shekel. Kim Chachamim and said that few mitzvot that you have to have it, and if you don't have money, go borrow. If you can't get money, cannot borrow from anybody, then you have to put your clothing in a pawn shop. You must have this mitzvah. One of them is wine for night of Pesach. You must have wine. You have to have matzah? No. You have to have maror? No. Haroset? No. Wine you must have. Not only you must have a bottle of wine. You must have enough wine for 4 cups. And also, when you read the Mishnah, the Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, as instructions how to do the Leila Seder, the Halacha. So the Mishnah starts, Mozgim lo kos rishon, pour the first cup, and then, whatever we do, the Haggadah to say. Then the next Mishnah says, Mozgim lo kos sheni, pour the second cup. And then the Mishnah, pour the third cup. And then pour the fourth cup. You see, the way Rabbi Yonasi put the Mishnayot, they said it runs according to the cups of wine. And if we may say in a nice words, well, makes sense, because you see, that's the most important thing, is the wine. And of course the question is, why Chachamim made it so strict? What is this? The Mishnah doesn't say the reason for the 4 cups, and not the reason for wine. I don't need wine. I make kiddush, okay, kiddush. If kiddush, you need wine or not, it's also a question. Probably yes, but not to drink it, just to hold it in your hand. Special halacha, it's also Masechet Nazir. You're just finishing Nazir. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, and look at the kiddush on Shabbat, yes. You have to have wine. I do not have to drink the wine. So what's the purpose? What's the purpose not to drink it? Hashem wants me to have a cup of wine in my hand while I'm saying the Kiddush Friday night. Yes, sir. Do you have to drink? No, sir. So I have to hold it in my hand. Here comes Pesach. Not only that you have to have one in your hand, you have to drink four cups. And here comes Halacha, the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about all the halachot. You have to have four, you cannot have one. The size of four. I want to have all of them together. You can't. They have to be separated. Our minhag is, excuse me, pour a cup for your Navi. The Mishnah doesn't say come to Gemara and says one version. The reason for the four cups, and it means like this, that when we have the four cups, we have to have that reason in our head. It's not a lechaim. It's not a tequila or vodka. It says you have to have it in mind. It says the Gemara, tell you what it is. When Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, go to Am Israel. Four languages, excuse me, of redemption. The first one, Hoseti etchem mitachat lot Mitzrayim. Tell them, I'll take them out from the burden of the Egyptians. And tell them the second one, Bitzalti etchem ma'avodat ham. I'll save you. Again, the first one is, I'll take you out. The second one, I'll save you ma'avodat ham, from the hard labor. The third one, Vegalti etchem, I'm going to redeem you. And the fourth one, Lakati etchem milam, I'm going to take you to be my nation. There is a fifth one right there. Hebeti etchem el haaretz, I think it was Israel. But since the Mishnah was put after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, came Chachamim and say, probably at that time started, four cups only, the fifth one will have, we will have so-called the message from Hashem to go to Israel. Hebeti etchem. This is our cup, our minhag, to pour a cup for your Navi. This is the fifth cup. Really, we should have drank it, but it's not time of Mashiach yet. So we just drink for your Navi. Say, so hopefully, Yahweh, you're going to come and you're going to tell us Mashiach will come. Then we'll have the fifth cup. Here comes the Gemara and says, okay, now you know, four cups of wine, and the wine is crucial. You must have wine, you must have four cups. And this is because what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. And the question is, what this has to do with wine? Nothing to do with wine. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll take you out of Egypt. I'm going to save you. I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to take you to be my nation. Okay, this has to do with wine. And Moshe said, no, it has to do with wine. It has to do with wine. Actually, some Rishonim say, what happened? Somebody got stuck someplace in the world, there's no wine to be gotten. If you cannot afford, there's no excuse. You have to rent yourself out, you have to go borrow. Let's say I got stuck someplace, and there's no wine. Okay, so you take four cups of something else. But again, you have to have in mind, when you have something else, really because I have no wine. I really should have had wine. I don't have the wine. I said, what do I have to do with those four things? It has nothing to do with anything. And also, the idea that Chachamim came up with, that you have to remember those four, say, languages of redemption, that I have to have it in Leila Seder, with the wine. What does it mean exactly? This is the outside. To remember what happened in Egypt, but this have to have wine now. My wine is something that makes me happy, but why do I have to have those four languages? Nothing four languages. So we have one cup of wine, okay, with Kiddush. Zecher, except Mitzrayim. In the Kiddush, we say to remember coming out of Egypt. So I did it already. Not enough. You have to remember Leila Seder. Excuse me, the first cup is the Kiddush. You have to remember, this is Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Excuse me. הוציא אתכם מתחת סבלות מצרים, I took you out. כי נקרא, second cup before the meal, remember, Hashem said, he'll save us. The third cup, ברכת המזון, redemption. The fourth cup, before we finish the Seder, you'll be Hashem's nation. The idea of the wine. You go through the Torah and the Navi. The wine is being mentioned a few times. And as the Zohar says, Chasholom to think, the Torah tells us a story. So the first episode that we know, the Torah emphasizes, even though it's not the first time, Noach, the person that Hashem describes him in the Torah, Tzadik Tamim. That description is not being said to anybody in the world. Not only that, Noach is the only person that Hashem spoke to him and told him, you tzadik, you holy. You holy, that's tzadik. See, nobody else Hashem said to him, not even to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu never got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a praise. Not Aaron. Not Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov in the face. But to tell somebody, ata tzadik? No. And then the Torah will tell us, one day Noah got drunk. Says, what happened? Noah brought inside the table a branch of a vineyard, and he came outside, and says, sounds like he's an alcoholic, he wants to have wine, and he planted it, and Satan came, and the whole story, and he got drunk right away, finished. I says, what, that's what you have in your mind? The man is 600 years old, chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu to be the head of the population. Without him, we wouldn't be here today. Hashem saved the world because of Noah. I said, what happened to you? I thought it's a story. Then also the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu made a party of wine. Either Yitzchak Avinu had a brit milah, or Yitzchak Avinu became 24 months. Vayas Avraham mishteh gadol v'migamelet Yitzchak. Do I tell you a story? Who cares about that? I made a party? Why? Then the next time, Yitzchak Rabin was making a wine party for Avimelech. Melech Pishtim, the king of Pishtim, came to his house. What? Who cares? What does it mean? Then the Torah tells us the brothers, they come to Egypt, they don't recognize Joseph yet. And it was Friday night, yes, and gave him wine to drink, and he got drunk. And he still asked him, I said, well, what do you have to know about it? Before, Yitzchak Avinu called Esav, he wants to give him a bracha. Rivka heard it, she told Yaakov, you go get the bracha. And Yaakov goes inside with the meat that he prepared for Yitzchak. And the bread that Rivka made, and he gives Yitzchak wine. Yitzchak drank wine. What did the Torah tell you this? Who cares for Yitzchak had wine, didn't have wine? Comes the Gemara and tells us that sentence, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu made a wine party for Yitzchak. The Gemara says that sentence hints the time of Mashiach. That one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us, and the Gemara says, as the children of Yitzchak. It complies with the Gemara Maaseret Shabbat that we can have redemption because Yitzchak Avinu. Comes the Gemara and says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, and he's going to have wine. And he will tell Avraham Avinu, Avraham, would you like to say bracha on the wine? It means you have to know that Mashiach's arrival has to do with wine. And Hashem will say to Avraham, would you like to say bracha on the wine? Avraham says, no, I can't say bracha on the wine. Hashem asks him, why can't you say bracha on the wine? Time of Mashiach. So Avraham will answer, I can't say because I had this Yimach Shemo Yishmael.
marché.
And with all the respect to all those lefties, the Gemara tells us Hashem regrets he made the Arabs. Regrets. Ishmael, regrets. So Abraham said, I cannot say bracha because I had Ishmael. Listen, he had Ishmael because he married his mother. And the Gemara says he married his mother because Sarah told you. And the Gemara says, Sarah told you because she had a vision of prophecy, Abraham should marry her. And the secret behind it, what would have happened if she would not have married Abraham, Ishmael would be much worse than that. It would be an Arab and a Nazi, both. So Sarah told Abraham, Hashem said you should marry Hagar. Okay, so I married Hagar. So I got this product, Ishmael. I can say bracha on the wine. He didn't do anything wrong. By Mary Hagar, Hashem accepted it and asked Yitzchak. He's going to ask Yitzchak, would you say Yitzchak bracha on the way? And Yitzchak said, no, I can't say that. I am not qualified. Hashem said, why aren't you qualified? I said, because I had Esav. So what if he had Esav? He had Yaakov too. What does it mean he can't say bracha? It's Mashiach's time. And he's going to ask Yaakov. Yaakov, would you say bracha on the wine? Master Yaakov said, Yaakov would say no.
Okay.
I married two sisters. Even though I was allowed to marry two sisters before the Torah, I can't say bracha. By the way, it's a question. Moshe Rabbeinu was born also from such kind of marriage is forbidden. His mother was the aunt of his father. It's Arayot. It's Karet. I can't marry your aunt. That marriage, Amram and Yocheved, brought to this world not only Moshe, Aaron and Miriam. Yaakov said, I cannot say bracha on the wine because I married two sisters. This is, isn't this, before the Matan Torah, before the Torah came, you're allowed to do it. Can't say bracha. And the Gemara says, Hashem will ask Moshe, would you say bracha on the wine? Moshe said, no. So what's the problem with you? I did not go to Eretz Israel, not myself, and not as a dead person, as bones. What's this doing? Because you didn't go to Eretz Israel, so you cannot say bracha on the wine. How about you add my bones? What's to do with the bones now? Eretz Gemara says, Hashem will ask Yehoshua, would you say bracha on the wine? Yehoshua would say no. I didn't have boys. I only had girls in my life. But it doesn't do anything. Somebody doesn't have boys is a criminal. But you can say, bracha on the wine. I got no boys. So I got them, so, Baruch Hashem, you have girls. Baruch Hashem. And if you wouldn't have girls, or what? That's the king didn't have children, so he can't be a Mashiach if he didn't have no children. What does it do with children? Can say Yeshua said he can't. Then the Gemara says, Hashem will ask David the Melech, would you say bracha? Tell him to take the cup and say the bracha. As we do know, as we mentioned before, Mashiach's arrival and redemption could be on the night of Pesach. As we mentioned before, the most important part on Pesach, on the night of Pesach, is wine. It complies with that Gemara. That Mashiach's arrival has to do with wine. It's not just our wine in the little seder. It's the wine that Hashem is hoping, if we may say, that someone will say the bracha on the wine, eventually they'll never say the wine. The question is, what does it mean exactly? How does it look like this? The reason Avraham Avinu cannot say bracha on the wine because he said he had Ishmael. It means like this. There's nothing wrong by you married Hagar and having Ishmael. But in one point, Parshat Lech Lecha, before Avinu had Yitzchak, but he had already Ishmael, Hashem told him, you're going to have a son. You're going to have a son from Sarah. You're going to have a son. Avraham said, well, I hope Ishmael will be on the right path. Lo Ishmael Yechiyeh Lefanecha. And he says, excuse me, didn't Hashem tell you you're going to have a child? Why didn't you answer Hashem about Ishmael? as the Maharal says, as Abraham Avinu at age 70 asked a difficult question, it's a dent, so-called, in Abraham's behavior. Abraham reminds himself and tells Hashem, Mashiach is coming. I am not entitled, I'm not qualified to say Baruch Pi Hagefen on the line, because that thing that I said to Hashem and I asked Hashem, not only lack so-called 100% emuna, I'm saying a dent, but talking back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu things, can say Baruch Hu. Ask Yitzchak, Yitzchak, would you say Baruch Hu? Say, I got Esav. I got Esav, what's the problem? The Torah tells us, the Gemara tells us, whatever the reason was for Yitzchak, that he loved to have the meat that Esav bought him, he gave so much love to Esav that he wanted to give him the best bracha. And the Zohar is very upset at Yitzchak Avinu. God forbid, who knows what would happen to the world if Yitzchak would have given the bracha to Esav. And the Gemara says the reason is a bribe. Esav so-called gave meat to Yitzchak, it's like Yitzchak took bribe. And bribe, the Gemara says, the Torah says, makes your eyes blind. And Yitzchak Avinu so-called instead to disregard Esav or put him away someplace, he loved him more than he loved Yaakov. And so he had to make this trick that Esav should not get the bracha, Yaakov get the bracha. That's why Yitzchak said, I can't say bracha. I can't say bracha. It's my fault with Esav, the way I behave. Come to Gemara and us, Hashem is going to ask Yaakov, would you say bracha? Yaakov said, I can't. I got two sisters. But it's, you allow, but still I can't. It's not the excuse. The excuse is like this. The Gemara tells us when Yaakov met Rachel the first time, he asked Rachel, would you marry me? Rachel said, I can't marry you. I have a twin older sister. My father will never let it. My father will trick you. And instead of Yaakov backing up and come home to Laban and discuss the matter, Laban asked him, what will you do? I said, I'm going to work 7 years for your daughter. I'll marry Rachel. Okay? Work for Rachel. Laban tricked him in the hand. Yaakov should have married first Leah, and then Leah would die, and then he would marry Rachel. This is the plan of Hashem. But what happened? Reuben had a dent in his neshama because Yaakov thought it's Leah and it was Rachel. And eventually, because of this dent, Yaakov got another dent. God has the same dent like Reuben. And let's start here, says Reuben and God could not live in Eretz Israel because Yaakov may say to Rachel, if you say he told Rachel, Rachel told him, my father won't let, and my father is very, very shrewdy. Yaakov told, instead to Yaakov back up and said to her, okay, let me go speak to your father first. And says, I know how to handle the trickers, I'll trick him too. Oh, that's what he said. You can't say bracha on the line. Moshe Rabbeinu, would you say bracha? Moshe will say, listen, I didn't go to Israel. You know I didn't go to Israel? Because when I met HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time, I argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then eventually, when I got down to Egypt, again I argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And already then Hashem said, I'm not going to go to Israel because I argued with you. I told you, why did you send me? Since I came, things got worse. As far as my bones are concerned, the Gemara says in one version, when Amalek arrived, Moshe told Yoshua, go and draft us some people. Says the Gemara, Moshe, why did you tell it to Yoshua? Why didn't you go yourself? Says the Gemara, in a way, from his sister thing, Moshe was a little bit lazy. Whatever, it's very hard to speak like this about Moshe Rabbeinu HaShalom. But again, this is what Gemara says. Gemara says, therefore, his bones never got to Eretz Israel, because of so-called his laziness, if we say, Yeshua, can you say bracha? I said, no, I got only girls. Nothing's wrong with that. But you have to know why he didn't have any boys. Sigma, you know, Yeshua had no boys, only girls. You know why? Because in one episode, Yeshua came to Moshe and called Moshe in his first name. Called the rabbi in the first name. Shalom Rabbi Moshe. What? Adoni Moshe Klaim. Yeshua called Moshe with his name. He can't say, well. And then Hashem will come to David. Gemara says, and David said, Bracha. Come to the Chachamim and tell us at least. Night of the Seder, you have four cups. First cup, Vatzeti Etchem. This is Keneged Avraham Avinu. Asher Tzeticha. Meor Kazdim. The second cup is Yitzchak. Vitzalti Etchem Mabodotam. Hashem saved Yitzchak from Magdalat Yitzchak. The third cup, Vegaalti, Gaal Israel. Galit Yaakov. Third cup is Yaakov. The fourth cup is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe took us to be Hashem's nation. So said the Gemara, I won't explain to you soon. The most important part in the Seder is wine. But you have to have four cups. The four cups is in order for you to learn what privilege and merit you'll have to see Mashiach. When Mashiach will come, I'll tell you. The first cup, think about Avraham Avinu. What Avraham Avinu? He would not be able to see the Bracha. Why? Because some kind of fleck of a moonlight from saying, talking back to Hashem. That's why we would say he cannot say Bracha. Okay, you say Bracha, not to correct Avraham Avinu, to correct yourself in the emunah that you have. The only thing the Gemara says, Marah Abach Kemarah Shamayim. Be careful how I speak to you, Rabbi. That shows how much fear you have of Hashem. So-called Avraham Avinu did not have the amount of fear that Hashem was expected. As we said before, Avraham Avinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at age 70, told him, Bama Edah, and now he says, we should have in front of him. As the first cup, you have both seti, you have to have in mind, Avraham Avinu, which Avraham Avinu? In Maser Pesachim, that he said, I cannot say Baruch on the wine because I had something not right with my behavior. The second cup, before we wash hands in the matzah, is Yitzchut Yitzchak Avinu. And what Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak Avinu says, you love the wrong things. Rabbi Nisim, he wrote a confession that we say, Erbim Kippur Katan. Asher Saneta Ahavti. Hashem, excuse me, whatever you hate, I love. Whatever you love, I hate. Who is it? Who you refer to? Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak or Esav. Hashem says in the Navi, Bet Esav Saneti. Hashem hates Esav. And who loves him? Yitzchak. Ken se bracha. Ken se bracha. Ken se bracha no wine. You love the Esav. You want to give him bracha. The third cup, after the meal, after we got to Amazon, and I said, this is Yaakov Avinu. So what's Yaakov? Yaakov Avinu, instead to be down, 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 and go and ask your future father-in-law, may I marry Rachel? You said, I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to trick him. No. You can't say Baruch Hu. The fourth one is Moshe. The last cup. He says, listen, all the above, that it means for me. It's not history what they did. It only tells us the honesty, excuse me, I'm talking Yaakov and Moshe, how close to Hashem you have to be in order for you to be able to see Mashiach. And then Moshe, you can't say Bracha. Moshe, would you say Bracha? He said, I can't. I said, why I can't? Because I argue with Hashem. I didn't want to take the job. I complained to Hashem. And also, I was lazy. I didn't do it myself. If you say such a thing, I gave the job to Yeshua. It's only a message for us. What, when we have the cup of wine, what would you have? It's not Elchaim. It's not tequila. This is a job. The night of Pesach is a job. You want to bring Mashiach. For that reason, Chachamim say, you must have wine for the night of Pesach. It's the most important thing. Because like this, you correct your behavior, you correct the things that you have in your genes. Mama talking Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the job of the four cups. Still, we don't know what wine is all about. But at least the Gemara tells us you should know Mashiach has to do with wine. By the way, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah says, tells us, the Beit HaMikdash used to pour wine on the altar every morning and afternoon, during the day sometimes. I said, what's the purpose? What's the best to pour wine? That's the question of the purpose of other things, but for sure wine. Animals, you know, we like to think it's a kapara. We still don't know what it means exactly, but it's some kind of kapara. Why are you pouring wine on the altar every day? Well, what's the purpose of it? It's a waste. And the wine needs to go down to the sewer and become hard. There's people over there to dig it out, to clean it. It's a whole headache of the wine. Especially the halachot about the wine. In Beit HaMikdash, he says, what's the purpose of it? What do you have to wine over there? Comes the Gemara, comes the Mishnah, and says, you should know when, while they were pouring the wine, that is when the Levim used to sing and play the instruments. What is it all about? Why only when they pour the wine on the altar, the Levim sang? The Zohar says like this. The Zohar says that when Hashem made us, we have so-called the power and the ability to move things upstairs. As Rabbi Chaim Volozhin tells us, the Gemara tells us, the second Beit HaMikdash were over 300 Kohanim. From that time, 300 Kohanim, two of the Kohanim cover 120 years. Shimon HaTzadik, 40 years. His son Yochanan Kohen Gadol, 80 years. The second Beit HaMikdash stood for 420 years. So 120 years, we cover about two Kohanim. The rest of the time, 300 Kohanim Gdolim served as Kohanim Gdolim. They died in the middle of the year. Some died on Yom Kippur. As Abraham Kanevsky says, and says in Tikkuni Zohar, Zohar Chadash, I don't remember exactly, he used to tie a gold chain on the foot of the Kohen HaGadol he used to enter Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur. And if he would have think any thought, not Chas Shalom, bad thought, just something that would be Yom Kippur, he would fall on the floor dead on Yom Kippur, is to pull him out with the chain. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, how is it possible that the Machshimo of Zichor Titus destroyed the second Beit HaMikdash? He came inside Beit HaMikdash and he went into the holiest of the holiest, where the Kohen HaGadol went once a year on Yom Kippur. And if we would think for something, not 100%, he would have dropped dead. Titus went over there with a girl. The problem is, how is it possible he didn't die? Remember when you said I tell you the difference between a Jew and a Goy? A Jew is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does things upstairs. Our behavior, when we do mitzvah, we are like making the sky stronger. Chas v'shalom, when we don't behave, it's not the sin, it's the damage that we do upstairs. A goy is like a cat. If a cat would have gone into Kodesh Kodeshim, the cat would not have died. You have no connection upstairs. Your Kohen HaGadol died because you're a Jew. And because today is Yom Kippur, and you go and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu something, it's not that you beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a connection. If you're not on the level of to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fall on the floor dead. So our acts, as the Rishonim say, as the Zohar says, connect ourselves upstairs to certain elements upstairs. That's the secret of the sacrifices. The wine say the Zohar, Hashem on creation created, manufactured, made special wine. This wine Hashem is going to give us when Mashiach will come. It's called Yain HaMeshumar, the guarded wine. That wine an angel brought to Yaakov Avinu on the night of Pesach when Yitzchak wanted to give a bracha to Esav. And Yaakov came inside with food. An angel came from Shamayim and brought Yaakov's wine and told him, give it to your father. Yitzchak never asked for wine. Yitzchak has just for meat. Rivka decided to make some matzot, was not a Pesach. But angel brought to Yaakov wine and said, what's the message? The wine is a connection. The wine is the fuel that we connect ourselves to the guarded wine, to Mashiach. As the Gemara says, Mashiach, arrival, has to do with wine. Why? Why Hashem wants Avram to say bracha on the wine? Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yehoshua, and David is because when you say bracha on the wine, it's not a joke. Wine is called Tirosh, says the Gemara, Tirosh. You have to have a lot of kavanot when you have wine. Wine is not a beverage. Wine is a connection. Connection to the wine. Connection to Mashiach daily, momently, every time we have wine, that's the kavanah you should have. I'm connecting myself to the guarded wine. This guarded wine, Hashem is waiting to David HaMelech to say bracha. Hashem wanted Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yeshua to say bracha. But they understood that on the level something happened, even the smallest thing, you cannot say Borei Pri HaGefen. And that's what Chachamim say, listen, Pesach is coming, it's a night of redemption. A night of redemption, you should know on that night Hashem released wine from Shamayim that Yaakov gave Yitzchak. All this was the night of Pesach when Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov. Chachamim said, listen, the wine is the most important element in the Leila Seder. You have to have four cups of wine. It's only to remind you how important this night is. Don't get drunk. Noah had this idea in his head. The world was destroyed. As the Zohar said, Tevat Noah was Bet HaMikdash. Noah came outside. He thought, okay, I was in Bet HaMikdash. Now I'm going to have some wine. I'm going to drink some wine. I could really connect myself to the wine upstairs, and the Mashiach will arrive immediately. But Noah did not know it was damage done in Shamayim. That his son, Yimach Shemo Cham, instead to follow the rules to stay in the men's section, he followed the reform and the conservative, moved to the ladies' section in the Teva. And because what he did, the dog did the same thing, and the crow did the same thing, and the whole world tumbled down. And Ham came out of the Teva, he was black. That's why we have black people, it's not their fault, the good people. But the grandfather made a sin, Ham made a sin. And for this he became black, because Hashem never made any black. They suffered so much. Slaves, they came to America with chains. Good people, all the black people. The problem is the grandfather made a sin. And that's how much the children suffer. And actually Noah cursed him. Khan, you all shouldn't be slaves. It never happened in Africa. They became slaves. What happened? Why the slaves? Noah cursed him. Why it happened? Because Noah drank wine. And the wine that Noah drank was supposed to be Mashiach, supposed to connect Noah to this called the guarded wine. And that's what the Torah tells us. Ava making the party, he's bringing wine. He's having a party, because wine. He also makes a meal, as wine. At the wedding, we're making a wine. Sheva Bachot, wine. Brit Milah, wine. Benula Ben, wine. Kiddush, wine. Just hold the cup. Don't drink it. But holding the cup is a declaration. Hashem, I want Mashiach. I want this wine that you have, that you gave an angel to give Yaakov Avinu, to give Yitzchak on the night of Pesach. So it's the kavanah of the wine. So it's Chachamim say, you must have wine, you must have four cups, and have it with a clear head, Don't be drunk. That's going to be Mashiach. And that's really the secret of Purim. He has to make parties to Achashverosh with wine. Let me give you an emphasis. He has to make a party with wine. Come to Gemara, come Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah to wine of Purim. I feel much better with tequila, vodka. Why have wine? No. Wine is a connection for the Geula. Mordechai and Esther had one track mind, they want Geula. Geula has to do with wine. Shulchan Aruch says, listen, the wine on Pesach should be red wine. Prefer dry wine. Prefer not cooked wine. And prefer from Eretz Israel wine. As is all of the above, a person will have this kavana that he wants to connect himself to Mashiach. That is going to bring the Mashiach. That's what the Zohar says. Wait for Mashiach and not for Pesach. You know why? Because not for Pesach is the time to have connection, strong connection to the wine upstairs, as the angel gave it to Yaakov to give to Yitzchak. And the Gemara says Yitzchak is really his master of Geula of redemption. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, as the Gemara says, listen, children of Yitzchak, please have in mind wine. In Bezot Hashem, next week we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach.
Amen. Amen. Amen.